Welcome to episode 3. I'm Oni.
I'm Putain.
I am Pikachu.
FPS games have been around for quite a long time, but the newer the games get, it seems to stray away from realism. The graphics are more appealing, the games are overall flashier. But today, we would like to introduce you to a quite hardcore war-based first-person shooter game. It actually has been released for quite a while, but some of you might not be familiar with it. So buckle up and...
I, Putin, will be your host today on episode 3. As one of the most popular genres in the video game industry, military and war-themed video games have been loved by a lot of gamers. For example, Call of Duty, CSGO, Battlefield, Command & Conquer, War Thunder, etc. Today, we would like to introduce you Armed Assault 3, aka Arma 3. Have you noticed something? Most of the war-themed games are mainly just about entertaining with this military theme and basically just shoot to kill. Most of them are just like a fast food movie with bunch of excitement, explosions, explicit words, and rise of adrenaline. While the creators are making those visual and sound effects more and more realistic and appealing, that looks like blockbuster movies. Do we still have those games with their original purpose of portraying a realistic battlefield?
Hello guys, today we're going to have another episode about a military simulator Arma 3. I would like to ask you a question. What's your opinions on a typical military and war themed game?
I myself haven't really had many contacts with war games. Actually, the only one that I've played was Hell Let Loose. It is an interesting game because you get to switch to whatever position there is on the battlefield, from commanders to foot soldiers. It just let you experience the whole battlefield just by one player yourself. You get to control the whole thing and you get to participate in any role that you want. I feel like it is very meaningful for a game to create this kind of function. So generally, war games is very interesting for me.
I really agree. So like somehow military games most of the people's view point of view will be a violence promoting game, but like you know how the soldiers have to manage resources in tough times, like you know sometimes they might not have enough food, so they really have to improve their management skills.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of common people have this kind of stereotype about those like war themed and military themed games. For a lot of people, they basically just think those games are just about like, you know, strong language, violence, blood, gunfire and explosions and stuff like that. But I would say that this kind of stereotype does not apply anymore, because we are having more and more that kind of like new games that discusses about like the humanity and basically questions about like the purpose of the war. So our next topic about Arma 3 is about the aspects about like the war of this game. So you know like war can be really controversial, as things are not always black and white but gray and gray. So how do you think that the game uses this this kind of aspect to portray a battlefield and teaches the players about that kind of like mindsets about like war is so cruel?
I think by how realistic the game is, it just teaches the players to be careful of their each choice, right? Because in war games, when you throw a grenade, it can also hurt yourself. But most other FPS games, they don't do that because they want you to, you know, enjoy the gameplay. So I feel like, yeah, you will just be careful not to get injured by like small mistakes. And it just shows that how like soldiers on the battlefield in real life, they do that as well. The realism of this game really just portrays the brutality of war.
Shows us how brutal and how lethal those advanced technologies that have been applied into modern warfare can be, because, you know, like nowadays it's more like unmanned warfare, where those operators, they basically, they just sit back in an office and use the UAV control and basically just like playing video games, and boom, you got like people getting killed. So I feel like this is horrifying, but this is so realistic that a single button to be pressed can kill a lot of people.
Plus it actually kind of led people to think back in the history how brutal and cruel is the war and how cold is it.
Yeah, I feel like this kind of like realistic aspects actually makes you think deeper about the war. So I feel like it is not a game that simply uses the theme of war for entertainment and fun, but inviting players to think deeper and go deeper. So I feel like it's a bit meaningful, I guess. Yeah. So for my next question for you guys, between like those traditional FPS shooter games and just kind of like more realistic military sandbox or simulator games, which one will you prefer more?
I feel like on a regular basis, I'll still prefer normal traditional FPS games rather than war-based games. This is because if you play too much of the war-based games, you might see a lot of bloody scenes and it might just mess with your head a little bit. But then, every once in a while, I'll definitely go play some war games because it's very meaningful of what the messages it conveys.
Plus, FPS game, sometimes it's the character are being cartoonized, so they aren't as realistic as those. And the guns and the army, sometimes they do not have that much and that realistic, while the graphics is a little bit better in this real life kind of warfare game.
I see. So you all know that I'm a person who is really enthusiastic with cooking and dining. So I would say that those traditional like FPS shooter games, like Call of Duty, I feel like those are like the fast food, like French fries and hamburgers. And this kind of like hardcore military simulators and sandbox, I feel like they are like more formal, but requires more efforts to be put to actually play the game and chew with the contents. So I feel like, yeah, those are like more formal and more hardcore and requires more efforts. So as Pikachu have mentioned earlier, that those traditional FPS shooters have cartoonized those like actions and violence. So I would like to ask you a question that how do you think of cartoonized those like violence and deaths? Because you know, some people are saying that we should not cartoonize violence and deaths because if our children and other people get used to violence and deaths, because like they feel like it's just that simple and informal, because you know, like it's always cartoonized, people think this is not good. But there are also people thinking that we should make violence cartoonized so that our kids will not be affected with those like blood and violence. How do you guys think of that?
It really depends on the targeted audience, right? So like, if the game was meant for kids, probably there shouldn't be blood and violence and should be a little bit more casual. But then as they grow older, as the target audience is, well, more mature and the content is more mature, so I feel like those, they should probably stress on how important like or how scary death really is and shouldn't just shake it off with like easy respawn and like stuff like those. So I think, yeah, once again, it really depends on what the game is and what the content is about.
Yeah, I would say cartoonized FPS game is more like, I wouldn't say it's promoting violence, but it somehow is promoting like violence to the kids, especially because when you know, kids, when they saw, oh, it's basically cartoon, then doesn't mean that, oh, that really hurts as in terms of warfare. So I think it will affect the underage people more in FPS game. Plus, you wouldn't have this experience that, because, you know, FPS game, you just basically shoot people and you wouldn't experience how a soldier is real life. And that's kind of distort the meaning of the a war, because a war doesn't mean that you just have to shoot the baddies that you think is not in your team's. Yeah,
I see. I got your idea. So I feel like children can be like used to those violence, and that's simply because like they just got used to it by playing those cartoonish games. I feel like we need to make those violence and deaths to be realistic, especially in those like simulators, because, you know, there are simulators after all. And also I feel like the more violent it is, the more crew the game can show us, like in those wars. So because, you know, like a good game, actually they portrays like the characters in the game like people with real flesh. So I mean, like after spending a quite amount of time with those like characters, you get to know them and you get to know their personalities and their own stories behind them, you will start like feeling that they are real people and not just like pixelated and computer generated pixels. So I feel like that is the part that triggers our emotions as humans and actually let us question and think after, for example, we lost our like our teammates in the action. So I feel like sometimes it is necessary for violence to be realistic in order to educate people and to teach people about those values. Yeah. So how do you guys think that the loss of war and those like humanitarian laws in our real world, so basically, you know, like we do have those like regulations and laws in the real world, do you think that they should be applied into this virtual world?
Well, actually no, I believe that these rules or laws shouldn't be incorporated inside video games, because I just don't feel like it's the right platform to have these controversies on it. Whatever law or politics there is, there are going to be people who disagree. I feel like games should be just a place where people appreciate how well made it is.
For me, I think that as long as those video games does not use the game to promote those extreme ideas and inhuman ideas, then I think it's acceptable, because, you know, like a good game really requires like certain explicit contents to portray those characters and those personalities and those stories. So I feel like as long as it does not promote those extreme acts, then I feel like it's fine. But
I pretty agree with I agree.
Because like they have implemented like the laws of war in their DLC. Basically, you act as a humanitarian aid worker. So I feel like it can be a good topic to talk about. If you want to like rate it out of 10, what number will you give to this game?
I would like to give this game a 7 out of 10, because even though it's very meaningful and it's so deep and well made, but I don't feel like it's going to become my daily diet of video games, you know? Because you get pretty stressed out by seeing all those bloody scenes that I've said before, and I just feel like it's good for you to once in a while come back to this and just really chill on this the plot of this game.
I would rate 6 out of 10 for this game, because I would address that it somehow promotes a little violence, I would say, because as you experience a soldier's life, then it kind of touch in the face of violence. But then I would fairly agree with this game, because you can experience how the history is like for the soldier's life, and then it somehow lets you to see how the battleground battlefield is, and somehow experience maybe some climate, different climate, and their different weather, how they survive, and how they use what they have to survive, and managing the food that to make to provide enough food for soldiers to not to let them starve.
After discussing about all of those core topics, we're going to move on to the positivity sections and why you should play this game. So Arma 3 as a military sandbox, it has a huge map. For example, the map where the main campaign takes place on, Altus, have a landmass of over 270 square kilometer, and the map is incredibly detailed, as the game studio Bohemia Interactive literally sent out groups of their employees to the real-world location of Lemnos Island in the Aegean Sea to take tons of photos and images in order to recreate the island in the game as realistic as possible. That's why in your virtual Altus Island, you got different terrains from urban areas to swamps, to forests, to plains, to deserts, all of those terrains, you have them. So the island is really realistic with all of those terrains and those South European style towns and cities. So, I mean, you know, along with the realistic graphics, you will really feel like you're in a real world location, or you'll feel like you're literally in a movie. So this kind of graphics is literally amazing. And alongside with the extraordinary awesome storyline that the game provides us, you will feel that you're actually one of the characters in the game. Because, you know, Bohemia Interactive really put a lot of effort in character shaping and personality portraying, and those story creation. Because, you know, those portrayals of the personalities are really important for a really good game. And in those games, you will not feel like those characters, they're just like computer-generated graphics. No, that's not how it works. In the game, you'll feel that each of the characters have their own stories, have their own pasts, and they are just like real person with real flesh and real emotions. And that's why you will put your emotions into the game, and you will actually feel kind of sad after your comrades and teammates killed in action and things like that. So actually you have put your efforts and emotions into the game and those personalities. And thirdly, unlike those other FPS games, this game consists of more of realistic combat, usage of tactics, and combined arms. Armor 3 basically gives you a taste of modern warfare and all of those advanced technologies. You know, those mechanisms of how those weapons and armaments work is simply amazing and lifelike. So other FPS games like Call of Duty, CSGO, is more of a competitive FPS shooters game, with gameplay on the same maps and with similar strategies. However, in Arma 3, that does not work. In those traditional FPS games, you simply just move your crosshair onto your enemy and simply left-click your mouse and shoot. But in Armored Street, you do have this kind of like ballistic setting where you actually need to calculate a little bit, especially when using a sniper's rifle. And also, you need to always have the plan B and even plan C's when playing Armored 3, and you need to be really good at making strategies when playing the game, because the game actually it requires a realistic battlefield, and we know that the situations in a realistic battlefield always changes. You know, the situations, they are really dynamic, you know, it's dynamic battlefield, so you always you need to have those like strategies, and you are need to be ready to have them changed. So aside from all of those amazing graphics, another amazing point is that the interface of the game is simply lifelike, because you know, in the past, the UIs in those like war themed games are just like games and they're really simple. But in Armored 3, you know, the game is like targeting for like simulating the battlefield and all of those equipments. So you will actually came across with those advanced technologies being simulated in the game. For example, if you are a gunner of a tank, you can actually have this first person view of the inside of those vehicles, like tanks and APCs and things like that. And for a lot of self-propelled guns in the game, you will actually came across with ballistic computers where you do not need to do a lot of calculations, and you can simply put a few data and coordinates in it, and you can simply fire just like easy peasy lemon squeezy. But however, if you are using some traditional armaments, like traditional mortars without ballistic computers, then you need to have this skill of calculating, because you need to have those data and coordinates, and if you want to make your shots count, you need to calculate and put those data into specific formulas in order to make your shots count. So that is a point that I found it amazing and attractive. Aside from all of those realistic aspects of the game, it really makes you think deeper about the war. As a simulator, you can play as common soldiers as both sides of the war. So you can view the war from different aspects, and it really makes you think about this core question. How do we divide the goodies and the baddies in a war? And usually it's not black and white. It's always gray and gray. It's not always like those are the goodies and those are the baddies. So this kind of multi aspects of the game actually make you feel like the purpose of the war, are they like really being justified or things like that. So it's not just, so this theme of war is not just for entertainment and fun. And maybe you won't believe this, but hey, the game actually develops a DLC called Lots of War. Basically, it's about teaching and educating players about Lots of War and avoiding collateral damage, and why we should not use those inhuman weapons by putting yourselves in the battlefield with a campaign of being a humanitarian aid worker and clearing unexploded ordinances. So it shows us how deadly and destructive wars can be. And through this aspect and point of view of a humanitarian aid worker clearing those minefields after war, it really invites player to think about like how destructive wars can be, and how the effects, this negative effects caused by the war can last even way longer, even if the war has been ended, and how the people can suffer from those post-apocalypse of the war. And actually, this DLC was a result of cooperation with ICRC, the Red Cross International Committee of Red Cross. So earlier during 2010, the Red Cross, they were reaching out to like those game studios and looking for cooperations in order to like educating gamers about those values and humanitarianisms via video games. But unfortunately, all of those game studios did not respond, except for Bohemia Interactive, which is the game studio that created the Arma franchise. And they worked closely and tightly in order to put this kind of humanitarianism and the horror of war as a mini campaign and a DLC expansion in the game, which I feel that is really respectful for me. I really respect that kind of idea of actually educating people about those things. So in conclusion, I would say that the game is really tactical and realistic, as it actually teaches player military skills and certain expertises such as range finding, operating certain equipment with calculation skills, and realistic interview of a vehicle. And also, the game is realistic because of its graphics and its awesome skill of storytelling. So that's why, if you are that kind of a little bit more hardcore military fan who is looking for a more realistic game to play, then Arma 3 will definitely work for you, and it will be awesome for you. After talking about all of those positivities of the game, we would like to talk a little bit about some controversial issues and negativities about the game. So firstly, there are a lot of strong languages and explicit contents in the game, and there are, of course, inevitably there are a lot of deaths and killing and violence in the game, as the game aims to create a realistic warfare and a realistic battlefield, and you do will came across with those blood and dead bodies and things like that, because you know they need to show how cruel the war is. Secondly, looking from the entertaining point of view, the game is a little bit hardcore, and it is definitely not easy to play it as a first-time player, and you need to actually put a lot of efforts, and you need to at least spend more than 50 hours to get to know only the basics of the game. So it's not fresh people, new players friendly, so I won't say that it will be a lot of fun when you first play this game, because it's so hardcore and it is completely different from those traditional FPS shooters that you have been playing a lot in the past. And also, I would say that this hardcore setting of the game might not get you used to, because you know it's not like those FPS games where you just rush into the enemies and shoot them. This game requires a lot of strategies, and you know like on those realistic battlefields you need to always keep moving, and so there has been a meme for the game saying that you need to walk around for 1 hour in order to have 5 minutes of a firefight. So basically that's that really applies to the game, because most of the time you are just moving and avoiding enemies, for example avoiding enemy patrols and doing some covert operations and things like that. So I mean, like, some people may not get used to this kind of gameplay, so I would say that. And also, because of the realistic graphics, you actually need to have a decent PC in order to have that kind of like movie look like graphics. So you know, like, the graphics is just simply awesome. The clouds, the trees, the water, the small details of those structures, they are just
literally amazing. But still, you need to have a good good PC with a good performance, and that can cost a lot if you want to run the game at a pretty decent graphic setting. So I would not say that ordinary student gamers will be like having this kind of spec of PC in order to play the game with this kind of blockbuster lookalike graphics on. And I'm pretty sure that most of the players will not invest that huge amount of money just in order to play one single game like Arma 3. So this investment and money needed for building a PC to play this game can be a potential obstacle for playing this game. Although the game do have those negative sides and those controversy issues, but still, that does not stop it from being an amazing game that you should definitely play on. So I would say that if you are looking for a movie-grade game with awesome graphics and realistic details, and a sandbox with military-themed, then Arma 3 is the game that you will definitely would like to give it a try. Thank you.
Certainly, if you're a person who enjoys the rich history that war offers you, Arma 3 is out there for you. Thank you for tuning in into another episode of GGWP Podcast. Check out our website for more details on this game or our other episodes. Be sure to check out our social media as well, as you'll receive more news from us. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, game on.